Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 13 to 37. Where we left off yesterday is that David's son Absalom is conspiring against his father David to take over the throne of Israel. And in our passage today, David receives word from a messenger saying that the hearts of the men of Israel have gone after Absalom. And so that's where we left off today. That's kind of the summary in a nutshell. And so let's read from verse 13. And a messenger came to David, saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel have gone after Absalom." Then David said to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise, let us flee, or else there will be no escape for us from Absalom. Go quickly, lest he overtake us quickly, and bring down ruin on us, and strike the city with the edge of the sword." And the king's servant said to the king, "Behold, your servants are ready to do whatever my lord the king decides." So the king went out and all his household after him, and the king left 10 concubines to keep the house. And the king went out and all the people after him, and they halted at the last house. And all his servants passed by him, and all the Cherethites and all the Pelethites and all the 600 Gittites who had followed him from Gath passed on before the king. Then the king said to Ittai the Gittite, "Why do you also go with us? Go back and stay with the king, for you are a foreigner and also an exile from your home. You came only yesterday, and shall I today make you wander about with us, since I go I know not where? Go back and take your brothers with you, and may the Lord show steadfast love and faithfulness to you." But Ittai answered the king, "As the Lord lives, and as my lord the king lives, wherever my lord the king shall be, whether for death or for life, there also will your servant be." And David said to Ittai, "Go then, pass on." So Ittai the Gittite passed on with all his men and all the little ones who were with him. And all the land wept aloud as all the people passed by, and the king crossed the brook Kidron, and all the people passed on toward the wilderness. And Abiathar came up, and behold, Zadok came also with all the Levites, bearing the Ark of the Covenant of God. And they set down the Ark of God until the people had all passed out of the city. Then the king said to Zadok, "Carry the Ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me back and let me see both it and his dwelling place. But if he says, 'I have no pleasure in you,' behold, here I am. Let him do to me what seems good to him." The king also said to Zadok the priest, "Are you not a seer? Go back to the city in peace with your two sons, Ahimaaz your son and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I will wait at the fords of the wilderness until word comes from you to inform me." So Zadok and Abiathar carried the Ark of God back to Jerusalem, and they remained there. But David went up the ascent of the Mountain of Olives, weeping as he went, barefoot and with his head covered. And all the people who were with him covered their heads, and they went up, weeping as they went. And it was told David, "Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom." And David said, "O Lord, please turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness." While David was coming to the summit where God was worshipped, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat torn and dirt on his robe. And David said to him, "If you go on with me, you will be a burden to me. But if you return to the city and say to Absalom, 'I will be your servant, O king, as I have been your father's servant in time past, so now I will be your servant,' then you will defeat for me the counsel of Ahithophel. Are not Zadok and Abiathar the priests with you there? So whatever you hear from the king's house, tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Behold, their two sons are with them there, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son, and by them you shall send to me everything you hear." So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city just as Absalom was entering Jerusalem. Amen. This is an amazing passage. It's a pretty long passage, but an amazing storyline. And so I want to encourage you to take some time to read this passage on your own once again. Either you can pause the devotional right now and read it again, or maybe just read it after you listen to this devotional. Today I want to take a look at David's response as he's fleeing Jerusalem. And we see that there's this common response across David and the people of Israel. They're weeping. They're weeping. Verse 30 tells us that he was going up the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went, barefoot, with his head covered. And all the people who were with him covered their heads, and they went up weeping as they went. This isn't an imagery of you know, a political or military retreat. This is a penitential procession. This is a response of penitence. This is a response of grieving and repentance. And I think David knows that perhaps all of this cannot be done in his own power. There's nothing that he can do in his own might and his own wisdom and strength and all the military army that he has. He has completely surrendered this whole situation to God. You know, there are probably some other reasons why he's weeping and why the people of Israel are weeping. You know, they just left their hometown, their home country, to a place they do not know where. David, King David, doesn't even know where he's going at this point. But he's also grieving because of the situation between his son Absalom. Imagine going through this immense family conflict with your own son or daughter, and how much that would break your own heart. But I think David is mainly grieving and weeping because he remembers his past sin. He remembers what he had done. He slept with Bathsheba, and he went so far to put her husband at the front line of battle and got him killed. And he knows that what he had done was very sinful. And that's why in verse 25, King David tells Zadok and Abiathar to bring the Ark of God back into Jerusalem. And this is what he tells Zadok in verse 25. Carry the Ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me back and let me see both it and his dwelling place. But if he says, I have no pleasure in you, behold, here I am. Let him do to me what seems good to him. You know, once again, this retreat from the city of Jerusalem is not one of like a political and military retreat where there are, you know, preparing for some kind of, counterattack. This is a penitential procession. And, you know, I think David is remembering that perhaps his own sins has not been fully dealt with yet. He does not know how far the Lord intends to punish him for these sins. And so that's why he says, if God says to me, I have no pleasure in you, then let him do to me what seems good to him. This got me kind of thinking about how in our own life situations, and even perhaps as big as COVID, none of us really know perhaps why certain things are happening in our lives. Perhaps it's God trying to show us and teach us something. Maybe he's trying to discipline us out of his own love as our Father in heaven. Perhaps it is some kind of punishment for the sins that we have committed. We don't know. And that's kind of the response that David has in this moment. He doesn't know why there's this immense family conflict with his own son. And he doesn't understand how it got to this point where he and his followers had to flee their own city, Jerusalem. And so what does David do? he completely surrenders his life and his people into the hands of God. And that's what I want to encourage us to do today. Perhaps you're not really sure why something is happening in your life. And I'm not sharing this devotional to say that there's probably some kind of sin where God is trying to punish you for it, per se. But, you know, I think the main lesson here is to surrender our life circumstances into the hands of God. Perhaps there is something, a sin, that has been weighing on your heart, and you've been persistent in committing these sins and living in it and dwelling in it. And the Holy Spirit right now is convicting you to repent of it, to grieve and to weep as David and the people of Israel wept. Weep in penitence and repentance and receive the grace of God. When we confess our sins, he is ready to forgive us our sins. He is faithful to pour out his mercy and grace upon us. And so let us do that. Let us turn to the Lord. Whatever situation you may be in, let us turn and trust him. Surrender the situation into his hands and say, Lord, let your will be done. Let whatever you deem as best, whatever seems good to you, let that be done. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. And God, as we read about King David's conflict with his own son Absalom, Lord, part of my heart really breaks for what David had to go through. It's a very sad situation to be in. But Lord, I pray, God, that you would help us to respond in the likeness of David. God, thank you, Lord, for a man who had his eyes fixed upon you, not all the time, but in this passage today, we see that he does. And so, Lord, I pray specifically, God, that if there are any sins in our lives that we have yet to repent of, any sins that we've been dwelling in, Holy Spirit, would you lead us to confession and repentance? Lord, that we would turn away from these things and turn to you, God. We want to receive your mercy, God. We want to receive your grace. Help us, O God. Lord, let your will be done in all situations in our lives. We want to surrender our very lives and our hearts and our minds into your hands. We thank you, Lord, that you are God. You are good God. You are a good Father. You know what is best. Your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so, Lord, whatever you think is good, whatever seems good to you, let it be done. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining, everyone. And I hope you are blessed. Let's continue to seek the Lord and surrender our very lives into the hands of God. Have a great day.